们读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
翻到以后，同样我们请先读英文，第二遍我们读中文。
Once you've found it, please start reading in English.
感谢主有带领我们一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank God that He brought us all together to be in front of Him.
我们这一次在早晨要交通的是摩西的意象。
This morning we're going to share on the vision of Moses.
我们昨天晚上已经交通了第一次。
Last night we already shared the first time.
我们看见了摩西所看见的。那个火烧的境界。
We saw the burning thorn bush that Moses saw.
我想为着时间的缘故，我们就不能再温习了。
Because of time constraint, we no longer can review.
我们今天愿意一同交通，摩西所看见的这个第二个意象。
This morning, we're willing to share the second vision that Moses saw.
神借着境界火焰的意象
God through the burning thorn bush
打发摩西到埃及去把以色列人拯救出来
He commissioned Moses to go to Egypt to save the Israelites
我们看见神怎样使用摩西
We saw how God used Moses
怎样借着神迹奇事
through miracles
把以色列的人终究从埃及拯救出来
He saved eventually the Israelites from Egypt.
然后带领他们经过红海
Led them through the Red Sea.
在旷野里面一直带他们到西南山的下面
Through the wilderness all the way down to the mountain of Sinai.
我们记得当神向摩西显现的时候
We know that when God revealed himself to Moses.
神曾对摩西说
God once said to Moses.
我把你差遣到埃及去
I sent you to Egypt
我要与你同去
I want to go with you
我要把以色列人拯救出来
I will save all the Israelites
叫他们能到这个山就是神的山来侍奉我
So that they can come to this mountain which is God's mountain to serve me
这个就是我的证据
This is my proof
所以我们看见神照着他所说的话
So we see that God followed his words
把以色列人就带到西南山的脚下
He took the Israelites to the mountain foot of Sinai
在那里神就向他们宣告神拯救他们的旨意
God declared to them his will in his salvation for them
许多的时候我们被神拯救了
Many times we are saved by God.
但是我们还不知道神救我们究竟是为着什么原因。
We still don't know why. What is the reason that God saved us?
神救我们有什么更美的旨意
？What is the most beautiful, more beautiful will that God saved us?
所以到了西南山的地方。
So when they reached Mount Sinai,
神就告诉以色列人说：“我为什么？”把你们拯救出来。
God told the Israelites why I saved you, Alan.
在出埃及记第十九章的里面。
In Exodus chapter 19,
神就说：“我把你们从埃及救出来。
”I saved you out of Egypt.
把你们好像母鹰把这个小鹰放在翅膀的上面，把你带到我这里来。
Just like a hen carried a little chick through under her wings out of that.
我要叫你们，你们如果遵守我的律法
，If you follow my law，
你们如果遵守我的约
，If you follow my regulation，
我就要在万民之中把你们分别出来
，Among the multitudes， I will separate you out of them，
叫你们做我特有的子民
，So you'll be my own people，
是你们成为一个祭司的国度
，So you are a priestly nation。
一个圣洁的百姓
The holy people
来归给我自己
To render to myself
这一个就是神向他们所指示的
This is what God showed them
然后神就把十条诫命就赐给以色列的百姓
Then God set forth the Ten Commandments to Israelites
我想我们所有的人都知道这个神怎样把十条诫给以色列人
We all know how God revealed the Ten Commandments to Israelites
这十条的诫命是写在两块的石板上面
These Ten Commandments were written on two tablets of stone
很可能第一块是四条
Very likely the first tablet is four rules
第二块是六条
There's six more rules on the second tablet
因为在第一块的石板上面
Because on the first tablet
神在那里宣告他自己的名
He's declaring his own name
除了神之外你不能有别的神
Besides God you cannot have any other God
你也不能制造这个形象
You cannot create an image
并且跪拜这些形象
You cannot bow down to these images or idols
因为神是灵
Because God is spirit
他是没有形象
He has no form
你们也不能妄称耶和华的名
You cannot use the Lord's name in vain
同时神把安息日赐给以色列人
God also gave the Sabbath to the Israelites
在那十条诫命的里面
In the midst of the Ten Commandments
神就在那里与告诉以色列人
God says to the Israelites
他们与这位神的关系是怎么样的关系
What kind of relationship he has with these Israelites
神是圣洁的神
God is a holy God
圣洁的意思
Holiness means
就是与众不同
Means uncommon
你不能把神与什么东西来比较
You cannot compare God with anything
他是完全分别出来的
He's totally separated out
他是圣洁的神
He is a holy God
所以我们对这位圣洁的神
So our attitude toward this holy God
我们要用圣洁来服侍他
We need to serve him in holiness
我们不能在神之外有别的神
We cannot have other gods besides God
我们也不能制造偶像
We cannot create idols
我们也不能妄称他的名
We cannot use his name in vain
所以这十条的诫命
So these ten laws
是给我们看见神是圣洁的神
Showed us that God is a holy God
我们属于神的人
We belong to God
也必须圣洁
We also must be holy
那么后面六条的诫命
The last six commandments
是给我们看见神是公义的神
That God is a righteous God
因为神是公义的
Because he is righteous
所以人与人之间也必须要维持神的公义
So we have to keep this righteousness among people
那么记住这十条的诫命
through these ten commandments
神就叫以色列人能成为他的子民
God can cause the Israelites to be his people
把以色列人从世界所有的民族里面分别出来
to separate the Israelites from all the nations in the world
记住十条诫叫他们成为神特有的子民
Through these Ten Commandments they are the special people of God
但是神把他们分别出来做他子民
But God separated them out to be his people
叫他们成为祭司的国度
So they are a priestly nation
是不是就到此就为止了呢
Is that it?
我们看见神还有更深的旨意
We see that there's a deeper will of God
所以圣经告诉我们
So the Bible tells us
在西南山上
In the Mount Zion
摩西他不但领受了十条的诫
Not only did Moses receive the Ten Commandments
这个恐怕是我们大家都熟悉的
This is probably familiar to all of us
但是摩西在山上
But Moses is on the top of mountain
神还启示他其他的事
God also revealed to him other things
这个其他的事恐怕我们常常都忘记
These other things many of us probably forgot about
我们一提到西南山我们就想到十条诫
When we think about Mount Zion we think of the Ten Commandments
十条诫当然是非常的重要
Of course the Ten Commandments is very important
因为借着十条诫 以色列的百姓就被分别出来了。
Because through the commandments, Israelites are separated out.
但是神除了十条诫命之外，
But besides the Ten Commandments,
神另外又启示了一件很重要的东西。
God revealed something else that's also important.
那个东西就神对摩西说。
This is something that God says to Moses.
你们要为我造一个圣所。
You have to create a sanctuary for me.
好叫我能居住在你们的中间。
So I can dwell among you.
所以你就在这里看见。
So you see here.
十条诫不过是一个准备。
Ten Commandments is only a preparation.
准备他的百姓。
Prepare his people.
叫他的百姓能有一种的光景。
So that his people can be in a certain condition.
是神能住在他们中间。
So that God can dwell among them.
所以神拯救以色列人主要的目的。
The ultimate goal of why God saved these Israelites.
他就是要住在他们的中间。
So that he can live among them.
这是神他的心意。
This is God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
当我们在那里读圣经的时候，
When we're reading the Bible,
我们看见说神在当初造人的时候就有这样的心意。
We see that God's heart when he created people.
为什么神造我们世界上的人呢？
Why did God create people in this world?
为什么神照着他自己的形象来造我们这样的人呢？
Why did God create us in his own image?
原来神有一个心意。
Therefore, God, we know that God has a heart.
他要住在人的中间。
He wants to dwell among people.
这个是神在创世以前就有的那一个意念。
This is the thought that God had before creation.
他说根据这个意念，他就造了人。
Based on this thought, he created people.
照着他自己的形象来造这个人。
According to his own image, he created.
目的就是盼望有一天。
Purpose for what, that one day.
他能住在人的中间。
He can dwell among people.
人也能住在他的里面。
That people can also live in him.
他要把人当作他的家。
He wants people to be his home.
他要人把他当作他们的家。
He wants people to treat God as their home.
这个是神最荣耀的旨意。
This is the most glorious will of God.
所以有的时候我这样的说。
Sometimes I say like this.
神创造天地。
God created heavens and earth.
天是什么呢？
What is heaven?
天是他的座位。
Heaven is his throne.
地是什么呢？
What is the earth?
地是他的脚凳。
Earth is his footstool.
你再看见有座位有脚凳。
You see the throne and the footstool.
那就是说天地啊是什么呢？
What is heaven and earth then?
天地是神的办公处。
Heaven and earth is his office.
他在那里办公啊。
He's doing work in his.
但是神的家在什么地方呢？
But where's God's home?
神的家是在人的中间。
God's home is in the midst of his people.
他要安息在他所创造的人的中间。
He wants to take Sabbath in the midst of the people he
created. 他要安息在他所拯救的人中间。
He wants to rest among the people he saved.
这个就叫神就心满意足了。
This will completely satisfy God's heart.
那么只有当我们让神做，把我们做成他的居所。
Only when God can allow us to make us into his dwelling place.
我们才得着安息。
Then we can also rest.
我们也到家了。
Then we also came home.
所以这是神最高的旨意。
This is the highest goal or will of God.
那么神拯救以色列的百姓。
When God saved the Israelites.
他就是要对以色列人说。
He wants to say to the Israelites,
我这样的救赎你们。
My salvation for you.
我的目的是要住在你们中间。
My goal is to live among you.
但是神是那么圣洁的神。
But God is such a holy God.
人是那么败坏污秽的人。
People are so dirty and unclean.
神怎么能住在人的中间呢？
How can God live among his people?
神就预备了一条的道路。
God prepared a way.
那一条的道路就是一个会幕。
That way is a tabernacle.
神说你们要为我造一个会幕。
God said you must create a tabernacle.
我就借着这个会幕，我就可以住在你们的中间。
Through the tabernacle, I can live among you.
你们也可以做一个祭司的国度来侍奉我。
You can be a priestly nation to serve me.
所以，如果你读出埃及记的话
，So therefore, if you read Exodus,
你看见说神把诫命给以色列人。
You see that God gave commandments to the Israelites.
圣经也只用了五章的圣经。
The Bible only used five chapters.
从出埃及记第二十章一直到二十四章。
Exodus chapter 20 to 24.
但是当神在那里启示这个会幕的时候
，But when God's revealing the tabernacle,
他用了七章的圣经。
He used seven chapters.
从二十五章一直到三十一章。
From chapter 25 to.
所以在这里你就看见说这个会幕的启示实在说来比十条诫的启示还重要。
You see the importance, much more important than the Ten Commandments when it comes to the revelation of the tabernacle.
因为十条诫是一个准备。
Because the Ten Commandments is a preparation.
而那个会幕乃是一个目的。
The goal is the tabernacle.
所以这个山上的意象。
The vision on the mountain.
神给摩西那个山上的那个意象。
God gave Moses the vision on the mountain.
乃是这一个会幕的那一个启示。
It's the revelation of the tabernacle.
所以这个会幕的启示是非常重要。
So it's so important concerning this revelation of the tabernacle.
那么在这里，我要对年轻的弟兄姊妹，要说一点话。
Here I'm going to say to the young people.
我记得我十五岁的时候。
I remember when I was 15.
那个时候我主的灵在我的里面感动我。
God's Holy Spirit moved me inside.
叫我看见我实在是一个罪人。
To let me see I'm truly a sinner.
本来我以为，我这个年轻的人有什么罪呢？
Before I think a young person like me, what kind of sin do I have?
我在学校里头是一个好的学生。
In the school, I was a good student.
我与老师与同学。
With the teacher and the student.
甚至于学校里头的工人，我都与他们很好的。
Even the workers at school, I was very good with them.
我觉得我自己没有怎么罪。
I thought I didn't have any sin.
虽然学生一般的罪难免免不了的。
Even though there's common sin among the students,
但是我觉得这个算不什么大的罪。
I didn't think this was such a great sin.
与世界上能比，那我不知道要好了多少。
To compare to what, I think I'm so great.
所以虽然我生长在基督教的家庭里头。
Even though I was born in a Christian family.
我父亲是牧师。
My father's a pastor.
我从小在 mission school 里头念书。
Ever since I was young, I grew up in the mission school.
我对于圣经从小圣经故事都知道。
I know the Bible and many stories in the Bible.
我也知道耶稣是救主。
I knew that Jesus was the Savior.
但是我觉得他需要救别人，我不需要他救。
I think he needs to save others, but he doesn't need to save me.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank and praise God.
因着圣灵的做工
，Through the work of the Holy Spirit，
我有一年的功夫，感觉我的罪非常的重。
Then I really realized how great and how deep is my sin。
从我头顶到我的脚底，没有一个地方是完全的。
There's nothing complete from my head to my foot。
那个时候我实在渴慕主的救恩。
I really long for God's salvation.
我巴不得主也能救我这个罪人。
I really hope that God can save a sinner such as
I. 有的时候我一个人的时候。
Sometimes when I'm alone.
我自己会流泪。
I will cry.
我觉得说我没有前途。
I said I have no future.
因为罪的工价是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
我很怕死。
I'm really afraid of death.
我看见别人棺材过去，我里面就难过了。
I felt bad when I see coffins passing by.
因为我觉得如果我死了，
I think that if I died,
那我没有前途。
Then I have no future.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当我十五岁的时候，
When I was 15,
我去参加一个夏令会。
I attended a summer retreat.
主的恩典临到我的身上。
God's grace shed upon me.
但是当我去那个夏令会的时候
But when I went to the summer retreat,
他们也早晨也有聚会下午也有聚会
There was morning sessions and even afternoon sessions
他们不止一个讲员
There was just not one speaker
我是上海人。
I'm a Shanghainese.
但是在那一个聚会里面。
But in the midst of that meeting.
有一个传道人，他是山东人。
One preacher is from Shandong.
他讲的话我根本就听不懂。
What he said, I didn't understand.
那比这个更麻烦的。
It's even harder.
他在那里讲会幕。
He's talking about tabernacle.
那我简直是不懂。
I really didn't understand.
所以他我虽然听了，我觉得是我一点都不懂。
Even though I heard, I didn't understand anything.
这个话又是山东话，我不懂。
The words were words of Shandong.
讲的又是会幕，那我更不懂了。
Then he's talking about tabernacle. Of course, I can't understand.
但是虽然是这样。
Even though it's like this.
虽然我不懂。
Even though I don't understand.
但是神的恩典还临到我的身上。
God's grace still came upon me.
所以感谢主。
So therefore, I thank God.
我就在那一次，我就蒙恩得救。
At that time, I was saved.
恐怕我们都到出埃及记的时候。
Maybe when we read to the book of Exodus.
都到会幕就把它跳过去了。
When we read tabernacle, we skip over.
因为觉得说这个太没有意思了。
We say this is just really meaningless.
这个根本就不懂了。
I don't understand it.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
当我蒙恩得救之后。
When we are saved.
在这些的年间。
In these times.
我可以向弟兄姊妹做一个见证。
I can testify before brothers and sisters.
会幕在我的里面。
The tabernacle in me.
越过越宝贝。
It's really, really more and more precious.
我觉得这个山上的形状啊，实在是一个非常大的意象。
I see the form of the mountain is really a great revelation.
借着这个山上的形象，神就给我们看见许多宝贝的真理。
Through the form of the mountain, God let me see many precious truths.
叫我们在神面前能蒙恩典。
So that we can receive grace before God.
所以我盼望年轻的弟兄姊妹忍耐我一下。
I hope that the young people can persevere and endure me.
虽然我讲的事情，也许你觉得没有什么味道。
Maybe you don't think it's much flavor to what I'm saying.
但是到有一天，你要看见它的宝贝。
But one day you will see its preciousness.
这个，所以在那个时候，神就在山上啊，这个把这个会幕。那一个形象就指示给摩西。
So at that time, God set forth the form of the tabernacle to Moses.
他在那里把这个会幕给摩西的时候
，When he was given the tabernacle to Moses,
他就一再的警告摩西。
He kept warning Moses.
他说：“你在哪里造这个会幕
？When you are building this tabernacle,
一切都要照着我在山上。”做指示你的样式。
It should pattern after what I revealed to you on the mountain.
那么神在山上指示他什么样式
？What did God reveal to the form of the mountain?
不但把这个结构指示他。
Not only the structure was revealed to him.
神也把这个材料指示他。
Even the material was revealed.
神也把这个尺寸告诉他。
Even the length and width was given to him.
神也把这个颜色告诉他。
Even the color was given to him.
换一句话说
In other words,
对于整个的会幕
through the whole tabernacle,
神仔仔细细的
God detailedly,
把这一切都告诉摩西
told everything to Moses,
并且警告摩西说
even warned Moses,
你要照着我是指示你的样式来做
You must do according to the pattern that's shown to you.
你不可加也不可减
You cannot add nor can you subtract.
你要完完全全照着我是指示你的样式做
Completely, you have to pattern after what I showed you.
我们昨天已经说过了
Yesterday, we already said.
摩西他在埃及学会了埃及所有的学问
Moses learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
在埃及的学问里有一项是很有名的
There's a very famous knowledge among the Egyptians.
就是建筑
It's architecture.
因为一直到今天人还在那里稀奇
Even today, people are still amazed.
怎么在那样上古的时候
Even at that ancient time.
也没有我们今天有的那时候的机器
We don't have the equipment that we have today.
他怎么能把这么大的石头啊堆积起来成为一个金字塔呢
How can he take these large stones and completely pile up into a pyramid?
并且中间有一个大的金字塔
But in the midst on the top, there's a big pyramid.
它里面有一个洞
There is a hole in the pyramid.
这个洞啊 按照天文学家的计算。
This hole according to
astronomers. 他们在当时建造的时候。
At the creation of that time.
这一个洞是针对北斗星的。
This hole was toward the North Star.
所以你要看见这个学问啊，那不知道多大的一个学问。
You can see how great this knowledge is.
摩西他学了埃及所有的学问。
Moses learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
所以摩西是一个建筑师。
So therefore Moses is an architect.
神只要发一个命令，你替我造个皇宫，摩西说没有问题。
God can say to Moses, create a palace to me. He'll say,
因为他是生长在皇宫里头。
Because he was born in a palace.
那么神对摩西说，你为我造一个会幕。
God says to Moses, create a tabernacle for
me. 摩西说这个太容易了。
He says, this is too easy.
这个你留给我好了。
You can keep it for me.
你不必告诉我怎么造法了。
You don't have to tell me what to do.
我一定能把它造得叫你满意。
I can build it so that you're satisfied with it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神没有让摩西用他自己的聪明。
God did not let Moses use his own wisdom.
神没有让摩西凭着他自己的意识。
God did not let Moses do it according to his own will.
这个会幕他一切所有的
in the, all the things in this tabernacle,
神都详详细细的启示给他。
God detailedly revealed it to him.
然后说
then said,
你要照着山上的样式来造。
You will pattern after the form on the mountain.
感谢神。
Thank God.
摩西是称为神忠心的仆人。
Moses was called faithful. Servant of God.
他在神的家中敬重。
He was faithful in all God's work in his house.
他的忠心在什么地方？
What is his faithfulness on?
他的忠心就是他完全照着神的话来做。
His faithfulness is that he completely followed after God's word.
他没有加也没有减。
He didn't add nor did he subtract.
他也没有把他改这个图样。
He didn't change the picture.
就在最小的事情上。
Even in the smallest thing.
他都照着神的话来建造。
He followed according to God's word.
所以他是神忠心的仆人。
Therefore he's God's faithful servant.
等到这个会幕盖成的时候。
After the tabernacle was built.
神的荣耀。就充满。
God's glory was filling it.
神就接受这个会幕。
God received and accepted this
tabernacle. 就住在那个会幕里面。
He dwelled in this tabernacle.
借着那个会幕。
Through the tabernacle.
与他以色列的百姓同住。
He lived among with the Israelites.
所以这个是圣经里面所给我们看见的。
This is what the Bible showed us.
那么弟兄姊妹。
For brothers and sisters.
当我们看到希伯来书的时候。
When we read the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书告诉我们说
Hebrews tells us
这些的事情
These things
都不过是影儿不过是皮方
It's just a representation of shadow
那个本物的真相啊是什么呢
What is the truth behind this
whole thing 本物的真相乃是我们的主耶稣基督
The true things behind this is our Lord Jesus Christ
所以你要在这里看见
Here you will see.
因为这个地上的会幕是照着天身天上的样式造的。
This tabernacle on the earth is according pattern after the heavenly things.
而天上这个样式啊，乃是基督耶稣。
The heavenly form is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神是启现的神。
So therefore God is a revealing God.
他是不让人来修改这个形状。
He will not let God people change this form.
因为这个会幕是预表基督。
Because this tabernacle represents Christ.
所以神不允许任何的人对于基督有自己的观念。
Because then God will not allow anyone to have their own concept of who Christ is.
我们今天对于主耶稣基督一切的观念。
Our concept about To Lord Jesus Christ.
都是根据神的启示。
It's all based on God's revelation.
都是根据神的话语。
It's all based on God's word.
在神的话语启示之外。
Besides God's words and revelation.
我们不能加什么。
We cannot add anything.
我们也不能减什么。
We cannot subtract anything.
我们不能把这位耶稣基督把它改了。
We cannot change this Lord Jesus Christ.
来符合我们自己的意念。
To accommodate our own will.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们看见在世界上面。
Today we see people in the world.
很多的人没有照着神的启示。
Many people did not follow God's revelation.
来接受 这一位荣耀的基督。
To accept this glorious Christ.
今天许多的人凭着他自己的聪明。
Many people through their own wisdom.
他以为说这个不可能，那个不可能。
They think this is impossible, that is impossible.
他们就为自己造出他们心意上所造出的这个耶稣来。
They create according to their own heart this Christ.
把这位耶稣改了。
Change this Christ.
不照着神的启示。
Not according to God's revelation.
是完全照着人自己的意思。
Absolutely according to their own people's will.
我们看见这是神所不能接受的。
This is not acceptable.
所以神一再地告诉摩西说。
So God keeps saying to Moses.
虽然这个不过是一个形状。
Even though this is just a form.
这个影儿。
It's a shadow.
但是这个影儿与本物的真体要完全相合。
This shadow is completely connected to the reality.
不能有一点的改变。
There's nothing that can be changed.
所以你就在这里看见为什么原因。
Now you see what's the reason.
神那样再三地叮嘱摩西。
God keep going after Moses.
你一定要样样照着山上的样。
You must follow everything according to the pattern on the mountain.
也感谢神。
We thank God.
当摩西在那里造会幕的时候。
When Moses was building the tabernacle.
他照这个也照着山上的样式。
He also patterned according to the mountain.
他照那一个也照着山上的样
式。Something else, he also patterned after the mountain.
他样样都照着山上的
样式。Everything is according to the mountain.
所以这个是我们应当注意的。
This is what we need to pay attention to.
同时这个会幕。
Also the tabernacle.
他不但是在那里给我们看见基督。
Not only can we see Christ in the tabernacle.
他也给我们看见教会。
Also let us see church.
因为教会是神的家。
Because church is God's home.
是神的居所。
God's dwelling place.
所以对教会来说。
Therefore according to church.
你也不能把它修改。
You cannot change it.
今天我们不能在那里 play church。
We cannot play church today.
什么都可以玩，教会不能玩。
You can play anything, but not play church.
你一定要照着山上的样式。
You must follow according to the mountain.
不单是这样。
Not only so.
这个会幕也是给我们看见人来到通道神面前的道路。
We see the pathway between man and God.
这个道路是神所定规的。
This way, pathway is what God commanded.
是唯一的道路。
This is the only way.
你没有办法把它改变。
You cannot change it.
如果你改了，此路不通。
If you change it, you won't reach it.
那里也没有 bypass。
There's no bypass.
也没有这个可以转弯的。
You cannot turn.
你一定要完全照着神所指示的样式。
You must follow according to what God commanded.
你才能来到神的面前。
Then you can come before God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
当我们提到主耶稣基督的时候。
When we mention Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们有个敬畏的心。
Let's have a fearful heart.
不要我们自己在那里思想。这位耶稣是怎样的耶稣？
Don't let us think and meditate what kind of Christ he is.
你知道什么是偶像呢？
What is an idol?
偶像就是照着你所想象的制造出来的。
Idol is what you think and you created it.
神是奇邪的神。
God is a revelation God.
所以我们今天敬拜神。
So today we worship God.
我们不能照着我们自己的思想来制造一位耶稣。
We cannot create a Christ according to our own thoughts.
我们要完全照着圣经的启示来接受。
We should completely accept the revelation of the Bible.
今天对于教会也是这样。
According to the church today, it's also
我们不能凭着自己的意识来建造教会。
We cannot build a church according to our own will.
我们必须要照着山上的样式。
We must pattern after the form of the mountain.
我们对于我们来到神面前的道路也是这样。
The pathway to God is also the same.
我们不能自己另外找一条的路。
We cannot find another way.
我们常常听人说路路都通的。
We also hear all roads can go.
你要看见说只有一条路是。
You must see there's only one way.
就是神所指示我们的道路。
It's God's way.
那么现在我们要来交通这个会幕。
Now we're going to share on tabernacle.
这个会幕在那里制造的时候，
When we're building this tabernacle,
神对摩西说，
God says to Moses,
你要造十幅幔子。
You're going to build the veil, the curtains.
要做十幅的幔子。
You're going to make the 10 curtains.
这个幔子就要成为这个会幕
This curtain will become the tabernacle.
那么这个幔子是用什么来做的呢？
What is this curtain made out of?
要用细麻布。
It's going to make through very thin, fine linen.
要用蓝色、紫色、紫红色的线。
Blue, purple, and scarlet.
要把它织成幔子。
You knit it together into a curtain.
又要绣上基路伯。
You're also going to hem in cherubim.
我想这样的描写已经够叫我们知道了。
This kind of description can tell us.
这个幔子是多么的美丽。
This curtain is so beautiful.
细麻。
Fine linen.
细麻在圣经里面。
Fine linen in the Bible.
是代表。
Represent.
洁净的生活。
A holy life.
因为细麻。是又细又白。
Because fine linen is so white and so thin.
所以这里是代表我们的主耶稣在地上的时候。
It represents that when Christ is on earth.
他的一生是像细麻一样。
His whole life is like a fine linen.
他是那么的纯洁，那么的洁白。
He's so pure.
你记得约翰福音第一章。
You remember what John chapter 1 verse 14
said? 他说道成了肉身。
The word became flesh.
住在人的中间。
Dwell among us.
这个住在人的中间。
To dwell among the people.
在原文里头是支搭帐篷在人的中间。
The original language means he built a tabernacle among the people.
所以当道成为肉身的时候。
So when the word became flesh.
当我们的主来到这个世界做人的时候
When our Lord came to the earth and became people
他就像一个帐篷一样
He's just like a tabernacle
他就把他自搭在人的中间
He just made himself among the people
充充满满有恩典有真理
Full of grace and full of truth
我们的主在地上的时候
When our Lord is on earth
他就是神的那个帐篷
He is the tent of God.
因为神住在他的里面。
Because God lives in him.
他说我的父在我的里面。
He said, my father's in me.
我在我的父里面。
I am in my father.
我与我的父原为一。
I am one with the father.
虽然他在地上做人。
Even though he's a person on the
但
earth.
但是神与他在一起。
But God is with him.
你记得主耶稣在世界上的时候。
Remember when Christ was on the earth.
在耶路撒冷有圣殿。
There's a temple in Jerusalem.
这个圣殿呢是那一般的犹太的移民从巴比伦回来之后所盖的。
The Israelites left Babylon, came and built this temple.
他们盖了之后，后来希律王就把它扩大。
So here is Herod will expand this temple.
但是虽然在那个时候在地上有圣殿。
Even though on earth there was temple.
以色列的百姓到圣殿里去献祭。
Israelites went to the temple to offer sacrifice.
到圣殿里头去祷告。
Went to the temple to pray.
但是你们要记得一件事。
However, remember one thing.
在那个第二个圣殿里面呢。
In the second temple.
在至圣所里面。
In the most holy place.
没有油柜。
There was no ark.
没有施恩的宝座。
There was no mercy seat.
没有神的荣耀。
There was no God's glory.
那个至圣所是空的。
The holy place was empty.
所以表面上有圣殿呢。
On the surface, there was a temple.
好像神在人的中间。
Almost like God is among his people.
实际上里面是空的。
But in reality, it's empty.
但是当我们的主来到地上的时候。
But when our Lord came to earth.
他是神的圣殿。
He is God's temple.
他是真的神的圣殿。
He's the real God's temple.
他是神的帐幕。
He is the tabernacle of God.
因为神住在他的里面。
Because God lives in him.
所以你就看见他就像用细麻所做的。那个帐幕。
So you see, he is like the tabernacle made by fine linen.
他的一生是那么的洁净。
He's so holy in his whole life.
蓝色
blue
是天的颜色。
Means the color of the sky.
他在地上做人，但是他是天上的人。
He was a person on earth, but he's actually belonged to heaven.
他把天上的空气带到这个污俗的世界里面。
He took the atmosphere of the heaven to this earth.
紫色在圣经里面
Purple in the Bible
是代表这个富足的意思
Represents abundance
你知道那个财主就穿了紫色的袍子
Remember the rich man wore a purple robe
表明是非常的富足
It represents he's very abundant
我们的主是富足的
Our Lord is rich.
紫红色,
Scarlet.
是皇家的颜色,
it's a color of the royalty.
表明我们的主虽然在地上, 做一个谦卑的人,
even though our Lord was a humble person,
但是按照他的性格来说, 他的性格是非常的这个尊贵,
according to his nature character, he's very precious and glorious.
并且上面还镶了这个绣了这个基路伯,
it's also knitted, cherubim was knitted on the curtain.
我们都知道这个基路伯, 乃是一种的天使,
we know that cherubim is a type of angel,
也是所谓的或无,
it's also something before
living beasts.
The mystery, cherubim is a mystery in the Bible.
究竟这个基路伯是代表什么呢?
What does cherubim represent?
那我稍微漏一点给你们听。
I will share a little bit with you.
这个基路伯实在说来,
in reality, cherubim
是代表神创造原来的旨意。
Cherubim represents the original will of God.
所以等到人犯罪之后,
so after man sinned,
神就用基路伯来守通到生命树的道路。
We know that after man sinned, God used cherubim to guard the pathway to the tree of life.
换一句话说, 神造万物都有他的旨意。
In another words, that when God created all things, he has his own will.
人可以堕落,
people can fall,
但是神的旨意不改变,
but God's will cannot change.
并且有一天,
in one day,
神要把人恢复到他创造的旨意里去。
God will recover all people to his original creation will.
所以这是基路伯所代表。
That's what represents
我们的主他在地上,
our Lord when he was on earth,
是在全世界宇宙的中间,
in the midst of all the universe,
在历史人类的历史的里面,
the history of mankind,
他是唯一的人,
he's the only person,
是完全符合神创造的旨意。
He was completely in accordance to the creation will of God.
所以神把天都开了。
So therefore God opened the heavens.
这是我的爱子。
This is my son.
是我所满意的。
Whom I'm satisfied.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主他在地上虽然只有33年之久,
even though our Lord only has 33 and a half years,
但是他这个人是何等的完全,
that this person is so complete,
并且这十幅的幔子是连成一幅的,
this 10 curtains are actually connected into one,
是用蓝的钩子, 蓝的扣, 金的钩啊, 把它连起来,
it's using the blue poles that connected all the curtain together.
金是代表神,
gold represents God.
表表神的性情是不朽坏的,
it represents that his character is not
changed. 所以我们的主虽然在地上做人,
even though our God is making a person,
但是他是神把他合起来的,
but God connected him.
所以是非常荣耀的,
so it's very glorious.
你看到这个帐幕实在是美丽啊,
you see this tabernacle is really beautiful.
所以在雅各里面就说到所罗门的幔子,
it talks in the Song of Songs, it talks about the curtain of Solomon,
是非常美丽,
so pretty,
但是很稀奇,
but amazingly,
在这个上面呢,
on top of this,
就盖了一层山羊毛,
on top of it, it's covered by the ram skin.
这个goat skin, 把它这个山羊毛把它做了一个盖。It's
covered by a goat's hair.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
我们记得,
we remember.
主耶稣好像羊啊, 被牵到剪毛的人手下, 他没有生命。
We know that when our Lord Jesus didn't have any son, when he was led like a sheep.
我有一次到 New Zealand 去,
one time I went to New Zealand.
你知道 New Zealand 的羊啊, 比人多好几倍。
We know the sheep in the New Zealand is many more than people.
我飞机啊, 飞进去的时候,
when the plane was landing,
我往下看, 都是一个一个白的东西在哪,
I see all these white things.
原来都是羊。
It's all sheep.
有一次我去参观他们剪羊毛。
One time I went to see the goat's hair.
他们在那里比赛剪羊毛。
They're racing.
这个剪羊毛的人很雄壮。
They're racing, cutting the goat's hair.
拿了一个 electric razor.
They're They're taking electric razor.
那么一个后羊放出来。
The sheep came out.
哦，这个羊很肥很肥啊。
It's very fat.
他一个手把它夹住了。
One hand he holds it.
就把那个截了。
Use the electric razor and just cut it.
一剪就是一块。
Cut it into a piece.
他们就比赛谁快。
They're racing to see who's faster.
真是一个技术哦。
This is a skill.
但是我在那里看他们比的时候啊。
When I was seeing that they're racing.
有一个人在那里剪的时候，把羊的耳朵扣了一块。
When he was cutting, you cut through the ear of a sheep.
羊有没有叫呢？
Does sheep make any noise?
没有叫。
No.
动一动。
Just move a little bit.
一个声音都没有。
There was no sound.
我们的主在地上。
Our Lord, when he was on earth.
人在那里剪他的毛。
People are cutting his hair.
伤了他。
Hurt him.
他一点没有声音。
He didn't have any noise.
表明我们的主在地上做人。
Represent our God was on earth.
是那样的谦卑。
As people, as a person, he's so humble.
上面又盖了一层。
On the top, it's covered by something else.
山羊的公羊皮炼红。
It's a ram skin dyed red.
为什么把它炼红呢？
Why is it red?
我想就是指着我们的主，他怎样为着我们在十字架上流血。
Represents how our Lord Jesus Christ shed His blood on the
cross. 人被挂在木头上是被咒诅。
Curses anyone who's hung on a tree.
他为着我们染红了。
He was stained red because of us.
在那个上面又盖了一层。
On top of that, there's another cover.
那是海沟皮。
It is the hide of sea cow.
我们知道这个海沟皮很难看的。
We know it's very ugly. These hides of sea cow.
黑粗粗的。
It's very dark.
但是它非常滑的。
But it's very smooth.
所以灰尘沾染不上去的。
So that dust cannot contaminate it.
我们的主在地上。
Our Lord, when he was on earth.
灰尘不能沾染他的。
The dust cannot contaminate him.
所以你把这个东西加起来，你就看见一个图画。
So if you connect everything together, you see a picture.
虽然它里面是那样的美丽。
Even though inside him is so beautiful.
但是就从它的外面来说。
On the outside.
以赛亚五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
他说。
He said.
他像根啊，出于干地。
He was like a dry shoot from the ground.
他没有假形美容。
There is nothing beautiful about him.
我们看见了他，也不炫目。
Nothing will attract us to him.
我们的主在地上是被人轻看的。
Our Lord was despised on earth.
虽然他在神面前是全然美丽。
Even though he's so beautiful, completely before
God. 这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
这是我们的主在地上做人的事。
This is how the Lord was a person on earth.
我们没有时间详细的讲会。
We don't have the time detailedly to talk
about. 我想最少我们有一个影像。
But now we have a concept.
所以这个会幕就是预表我们的主耶稣。
This tabernacle represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在地上怎样来做人？
What kind of person he was on earth?
里面是怎样的美丽？
How beautiful he was inside.
虽然他外面是给人轻视。
Even though he was despised on the outside by people.
但是为着我们。
But because of us.
他愿意来到这个世界。
He willingly came to this earth.
为着我们。
For us.
他愿意舍弃他的生命。
Willingly to sacrifice his life.
流出他的宝血。
Shed his precious blood.
来救赎。
To save people unworthy like us.
感谢,
thank God. Thank and praise God.
所以对这位主耶稣,
toward this Lord Jesus Christ,
我们不能有自己的观念,
we cannot have our own concept.
我们要完全照着圣经的话来接受。
We should completely accept what the Bible tells us.
圣经启示这位主耶稣。
The Bible revealed this Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一生都讲不完。
Whole life we cannot finish talking.
我们在永世里头也不够认识。
In eternity we cannot fully know.
这一位主耶稣是那样的荣耀。
This Lord Jesus Christ is so glorious.
但是就着圣经所启示的。
But from the Bible's revelation.
我们已经念了这个两千年的圣经。
We have read about 2,000 years worth of Bible.
但是还有许许多多的奥秘，我们还不明白。
There's many, many more mysteries we still don't understand.
何况圣经所启示的不过是一点。
The Bible, what Bible reveals, only a little bit.
神比他所启示的还要大。
God is bigger than what He revealed.
有许多神自己没有启示。
The many things that God Himself did not reveal.
我们根本也不明白。
We don't understand it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
让我们尊重我们的主耶稣。
Let us honor our Lord Jesus Christ.
照着他所启示的。
Follow what He revealed.
我们来相信。
Let us believe.
我们来接受。
We accept.
我们来敬拜。
We worship.
我们来侍奉。
We serve.
会幕它不但预表基督。
Not only does the tabernacle represent Christ.
会幕也预表教会。
Tabernacle also represents church.
因为圣经告诉我们，
Because the Bible tells us,
无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
Wherever there are two or three gathered in my name, I will be in their midst.
我们的主，
Our Lord,
他在十字架上破开了他的身体。
He opened his Bible on the cross.
然后他埋葬了三天。
He was buried for 3 days.
第三天从死里复活。
Third day he was raised from the dead.
四十天之后升到天上。
After 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
但是到了五旬节的那一天。
But the day of Pentecost.
有120个信徒。
There were 120 saints.
他们在耶路撒冷一个楼上。
They're on the upper room in Jerusalem.
他们在同心合意的祷告。
Wholeheartedly, they were praying.
圣灵就降下来。
Holy Spirit, came upon them.
他们在一个灵里面就进成一个身体。
In one spirit, they were in the midst of one body.
形成了一个基督奥秘的身体。
They connected into one mysterious body.
主在地上的时候，
When the Lord was on earth,
他从玛利亚那里取了一个人的身体。
Through Mary, he has a form of a person.
他在那个身体里面活了30多年。
In this body and form, he lived for 30 years.
他见证了神。
He testified God.
完成了神的工作。
Completed God's work.
现在呢？
How about now?
我们的主已经升天了。
Our Lord is already in heaven.
他在地上。
He's on earth.
取了一个属灵的身体。
He has a spiritual body.
这个属灵的身体。
The spiritual body.
就是你与我。
Is you and me.
所有在地上蒙恩得救的人。
All the people saved on earth.
我们都在一个灵里面成了一个身体。
We're in one in the spirit. We became one body.
而住在这个身体里面的。
And we live in this body.
乃是主自己。
Is the Lord Jesus Christ.
主要用这个身体。
The Lord will use this body.
来继续说话。
To continue to speak.
来继续做事。
Continue to do work.
这就是使徒行传。
That is Acts.
所以《使徒行传》是没有结束的。
So the Acts does not finish.
你读《使徒行传》的时候，
When you read the book of Acts,
你看你《使徒行传》没有结束的。
You see there's no complete.
保罗在罗马住了2年。
Paul lived in Rome for two years.
他在那里放胆传扬主的道。
Fiercely he was proclaiming God's word.
见证神的国。
Testifying God's kingdom.
见证主耶稣基督。
Testifying Lord Jesus Christ.
那你就要问说了。
You're going to ask.
以后怎样呢？
So what happened next?
保罗有没有放出来的？
Was he released?
没有了。
No.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为《使徒行传》到今天还在那里写。
Because Acts is still being written till today.
我们还在《使徒行传》里面。
We are still in the book of Acts.
我们住在这个身体里面。
God in this body.
还在那里说话行事。
Still speaking and doing work.
感谢主。
Thank God.
所以这个就是教会。
So this is what church is.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the Body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It is the fullness of the one who created everything.
我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
我只能再简单的说第三点。
I can briefly say the third point.
第三点就是说。
The third point is.
会幕给我们看见通到神面前唯一的道路。
Tabernacle show us the only way to God.
你记得主耶稣在约翰十四章里头。
We remember in Book of John chapter 14.
那个第六节。
Chapter verse 6.
主说：“我实实在在的告诉你。
”I tell you the truth.
我就是道路。
I am the way.
真理。
The truth.
生命。
The life.
人若不借着我。
Whoever doesn't come to me.
没有人能到神那里。
No one can go to God.
所以我们看见说。
So we see,
我们要到神那里去。
If we want to go toward God,
唯一的道路是在主耶稣的身上。
The only way is through Jesus Christ.
所有在会幕里面的家具，
All the furniture in the tabernacle,
都是给我们看见基督的各方面。
It sees a different aspect of Christ.
教会的内容是基督。
The content of church is Christ.
教会是个帐幕。
The church is the tabernacle.
里面的家具就是基督。
The furniture inside is Christ.
基督是教会的内容。
Christ is the content of church.
基督是我们的祭坛。
Christ is our altar.
他叫我们赎罪称义。
He cleansed us and justified us.
基督是我们的洗澡盆。
He is our water basin.
他叫我们洁净能成圣。
To cleanse us and sanctify us.
基督是我们的陈设饼的作者。
He is our bread of showbread.
他是我们的粮食。
He is our food.
好叫我们凭着他的生命来生活。
So through his life we can live.
基督是我们的金灯台
that he's our lampstand
他是我们的光
he's our light
照亮我们的道路
to show forth our path
叫我们能侍奉他
so that we can serve him
基督是我们的金灯台 香台
he's our gold lightstand
他是我们的大祭司
he's our great high priest
他也带领我们做祷告敬拜的侍奉
he lead us to pray to worship and serve
所以在圣所里面
so in the holy place,
祭司可以与神有交通
the priest can have fellowship with God
然后在至圣所的里面
in the most holy place
基督就是那个约柜
God, Christ is the ark
他就是上面的施恩宝座
He is the mercy seat
他就是那个荣耀
He is the glory
我们今天因着基督的缘故
Today because of Christ
我们可以与他联合
We can be connected with him.
所以你读到希伯来第十章的时候
So when you read to Hebrew chapter 10,
在十九节里头开始
in verse 19 it says,
就告诉我们说
it tells us,
因着主耶稣的宝血
because the precious blood of Christ,
我们可以坦然无惧来到至圣所
we can confidently come to the holy place,
因为他为我们开了一条又新又活的路
because he opened a new and great way,
从幔子经过
through the veil,
这幔子就是他的身体
the veil is his body,
又有基督做我们的大祭司
Christ is our high priest,
所以我们罪已经得着洁净了
So our sin is cleansed
in the schedule is at 9:30
因为我看那个次序表是九点半
I thought my time is up at 9:30But it's 10.
这里说可以到十点。
你这小子可以。
那我不要到十点了，因为我已经结束了。
I'm already ended. I don't need to.
所以，我们今天可以存着诚实的心。
So through our truthful heart.
存着一个充足的信心。
To a full heart, full assurance.
我们要来到神的面前。
We can come before God.
我们凭着一个无愧的良心，我们来敬拜神。
To an unblemished heart, we can worship God.
我们要彼此劝勉。
We should encourage one another.
激发爱心。
To love one another.
勉励行善。
Encourage and do all good works.
既知道那日子临近。
Until that day.
就更当如此。
Of course then.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
让我们就是这样。彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你不但在山上把样式给摩西看。
Not only did you show the form on the mountain to Moses.
今天你借着你的圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit today,
把你的儿子启示在我们里面。
You reveal your Son to us.
主啊，我们愿意看见你的儿子。
Lord, we're willing to see your Son.
我们愿意看见他何等的宝贝。
We want to see the preciousness of him.
叫我们的心归向他。
So that our heart can be rendered to him.
我们也感谢赞美你，借着你的灵。
We also thank and praise you through your
Spirit. 你叫我们看见你的教会。
You let us see your church.
是基督的身体。
Is the body of Christ.
叫我们也能宝贵你的教会。
So we can consider precious your church.
不敢随便。
We won't be careless.
你也给我们看见通到你面前的道路。
You let us see the way that connects to you.
叫我们走在那个大道，圣洁的大道上。
So we can see, walk the holy path.
不偏左也不偏右。
Will not turn to the right to the left.
好叫我们借着你的儿子。
Through your son.
能与你联合。
We can be connected.
感谢赞美。
We thank and praise God.
因为你有说不尽的恩赐。
You have so much grace.
求你自己祝福你的话语。
Please bless your own words.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your people.
奉主耶稣的名。
In name we pray.
Amen.